Now he said to him, verse 3, and he said unto him, get thee out of thy country, and from thy kindred, and come into the land which I will show thee. Now we saw the reason for that was that he was brought up in a home of idolatry. Verse 4, then came he out of the land of the Chaldeans, and dwelt in Haran, and from thence, when his father was dead, he removed him into the land wherein ye now dwell. And he gave him none inheritance in it, no, not so much as to set his foot on, yet he promised that he would give it to him for a possession, and to his seed after him, when as yet he had no child. He's giving the story of Abraham, and this is where Abraham believed God. God promised him a child. God promised him a land. He had neither one. He believed God. Now, and God spoke on this wise, that his seed should sojourn in a strange land, and that they should bring them into bondage and entreat them evil 400 years. And the nation to whom they shall be in bondage will I judge, said God, and after that shall they come forth and serve me in this place. And he gave him the covenant of circumcision. And so Abraham begat Isaac, and circumcised him the eighth day, and Isaac begat Jacob, and Jacob begat the 12 patriarchs. Now he goes, you see, from Abraham, and he goes into this patriarchal period, and then he speaks of the brethren of Joseph, motivated by envy and hatred, and they sell Joseph into Egypt, and God overruled and used Joseph to save them. So what we have here is really the Spirit's interpretation of the Old Testament, actually, and makes this a remarkable section. Continue reading now, beginning at verse 9. And the patriarchs, moved with envy, sold Joseph into Egypt, but God was with him, and delivered him out of all his afflictions, and gave him favor and wisdom in the sight of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and he made him governor over Egypt and all his house. Now there came a dearth over all the land of Egypt and Canaan, and great affliction, and our fathers found no sustenance. But when Jacob heard that there was corn in Egypt, he sent out our fathers first. And at the second time, Joseph was made known to his brethren. And Joseph's kindred was made known unto Pharaoh. Then sent Joseph and called his father Jacob to him, and all his kindred, 70 souls. So Jacob went down into Egypt and died, he and our fathers, and there carried over into Sychem and laid in the sepulchre that Abraham bought for a sum of money of the sons of Emor, the father of Sychem.